The 13th day of the blessed month of Tut, the commemoration of the miracle performed by St. Basilius the Great, Bishop of Caesarea. On this day, the Church commemorates the miracle performed by St. Basilius the Great, Bishop of Caesarea. A young man from the city of Caesarea was in love with his master's daughter. When his marriage to her was impossible, he resorted to a magician who wrote for him a covenant and asked him to go in the middle of the night to the unbeliever's cemetery and to raise his hand holding the paper so that the devil would snatch it from his hand. The magician asked him to deny the faith in the Lord Christ if he received his wish. This wretched young man agreed to the terms. Shortly after, Satan granted him his wish by kindling lust in the heart of the young woman. She asked her father insistently not to object to her marriage to that young man, and eager for his honor and fearing for her life, he gave her in marriage to him. Because of the prayers of her parents, God removed the blinds from her heart and mind, and she realized that this young man is not a Christian, for he does not practice any of the Christian rituals. And she was very sorrowful for what she had done and asked him for the reason, and he told her all that had happened to him. She immediately went to St. Basilius and told him what had happened and asked him to help her. He brought the young man and asked him if he wished to repent on his evil deed and come back to the Lord Christ. The young man consented. St. Basilius kept him for 3 days, during which he asked him to fast and pray. On the third day, St. Basilius visited him, and the young man told him that the evil spirits had not ceased disturbing him and threatened him with the deed that he wrote against himself. The bishop strengthened him and prayed for him. The young man remained there for 40 days in prayers, and then St. Basil visited him and asked him about his well-being. And he told the saint that he saw him that night fighting against Satan on his behalf, and he vanquished him. Next day, St. Basil gathered all the Christian people to the church and asked them to cry out to God, saying, "Lord, have mercy." They continued to cry out until that writing, which the young man had written as a contract to deny the faith and to surrender to Satan, fell down in the midst of all the people. St. Basilius took this handwriting and read it to them. And St. Basil blessed the young man and commanded him not to do that again, and then gave him the holy mysteries. The young man was returned to his wife, and Bishop Basilius blessed them. May the blessing of the prayers of St. Basil be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, the Church commemorates that in the year 1465 A.D., the honored Father Pope Matthias II, the 90th Pope of the See of St. Mark, departed. He was a monk in the Monastery of St. Mary, known as El Muharik Monastery, and his name was Mata El Saidi. When Pope Ioannis the 11th, the 89th Patriarch, departed, the Holy Synod met with the notable leaders of the people and agreed on choosing him for the patriarchal throne. They consecrated him patriarch by the name of Matthias II on the 13th day of Tut in 1452 AD. That was during the days of Sultan Fakhr el-Din Ottoman, who had a cordial relationship with the Pope. This Pope, as his predecessors, resided in the antiquated church of St. Mary in Haret Zawela in Old Cairo. He ordained a metropolitan for Ethiopia by the name of Anba Gabriel, and he also made the Holy Myron in the Church of the Holy Virgin in Haret al-Rum in Cairo, along with 6 bishops. He sat on the throne for 13 years, and it was all in peace and tranquility. After he finished his endeavor, he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.